Blog Talk Radio.
Bodies and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words to truly express our gratitude and our sincere thankfulness to our wonderful Prince of Peace, our Messiah, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. I am so excited, and I am blessed by God to invite you all to join me on this fire gospel experience. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, yes indeed, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he just wants to fellowship with those of a humble heart and worship with them in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of Psalm, 121st division. And our scripture verse will focus in on verse 5, which enforces the covenantal promise of how we believers in God have an unbreakable security by God himself. We are blessed and gifted to know and be reassured that we cannot fall away from the grace of God, his beautiful gift of eternal life. Now, we need to stay mindful enough to show great appreciation as to stay humble and obey God and not let this precious knowledge of being kept by him carry us away. We are not to indulge in those things where we feel that God will forgive us incessantly because of his grace. No, our God keeps us according to his great love for us and nothing of ourselves that we deserve. We will be discussing keeper. That's our God. He is a keeper, and we are kept by his divine power. What a wonderful reassurance that is for everyone that's accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. My special guest is here. This young lady, I promise you, this woman of God is so particular, so special to me, you all, because when the Lord gave me this open door opportunity to do internet gospel radio as a host, as a facilitator, as the conductor, if you will, yes, indeed, this young lady was with me from the very beginning. I'm just super excited. She has a phenomenal, anointed gospel music ministry, and she is here now after so many years. We are still Kingdom Collaborating because that's how you do it, y'all. That's how you roll. When you find somebody that's in the Spirit of God and you see that they are anointed and God brings you and this other person or persons together, your paths have been crossed for sensational reasons. Your paths have been crossed to do a work in God. I am happy to introduce to some and to present to everyone else. Woman of God, Angel Sessions is here. She has a wide encyclopedia of gospel music. She's been in the music ministry for over 25 years. And I understand that she has been singing gospel music since, I believe, 2002, 2003, or whereabouts. But that lets you know that she's a veteran in praising our God, musically speaking, and otherwise. And then later on the broadcast for our Shine Out of Spotlight, you best believe I have another amazing young woman of God, another gospel artist. One of God, Galanda Blackwell, is going to be joining us, and we're going to share her new music. She's going to share her testimony. These women of God are going to come in with power, and they're going to take us to Show Enough Church up in here, up in here. So, Father God, we thank you for sending Holy Spirit God. Holy Spirit God, we thank you for being that comforter that came in when our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, was ascended back up into heaven, and here we have received you as his comforter for us. Thank you. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost Sanctified Fire, Fire, Fire. know, sometimes as believers in Jesus, the most challenging thing for us to do is to patience, to be able to wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, again, I say, wait on the Lord. Now, my special guest, the woman of God, Angel Session, is here, y'all, and she is here to bless us with her very soul. As you heard her singing, her first takeoff here on Spirit Gospel Experience, Angel Sessions is in the house, Lord God, and I'm so grateful for this woman of God that you sent to us. I pray, Father God, that you allow her to be used as your vessel, not just now, Lord God, yes, now, but always in your hand, the labor of you, I do pray. Thank you, Father God, for this woman of God. Amen, amen, amen. What can I say about Angel Sessions? Singer, songwriter. She works as a member of the NAACP, active in our community, in our society. She's not just up there singing God's, but she's down there on the front line as well, singer, songwriter at Recording Academy, at the Grammys, and the list goes on and on and on. And I'm here to tell you, we are excited to have this woman of God back to Fire the Gospel Experience after so many years, introducing the song and presenting to everybody else. Woman of God, Angel Sessions, is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Welcome back, Lady Angel. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. It's been way too long, Angel Sessions. How you doing, my dear sister?
I'm okay. You had played the wrong song. That was my R&B song. That waits for me.
Yes, I know, my dear. I know. It was not the wrong song. I promise you, I am just sharing with my listening audience that there is a spiritual message in so many other things that we did. So it wasn't the wrong song. It was just an expansion that I'm sharing with my listening audience of the things that you are capable of, and there is a spiritual connection because, yes, I promise you, the Lord does want us to wait on him. So I understand the relationship between a man and a woman or friends or family requires patience. So trust me, my dear, you're in good hands. It is all right. So I'm just happy to have you here with us, my dear sister. Can you just share with the listening audience a little bit about yourself and how you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior back in the early days of your faith?
Well, as I began to study God's Word and have a love and a passion for the reading of God's Word, he had begun to open my eyes and teach me greatly through his word alone that he is the one that does all the work in saving his people from their sins. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, the word says, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And not just that verse alone, but other verses such as, many are called, but few are chosen. So as he began to open my eyes, I began to learn through his word that he is the one that does all the choosing. So I had to undo everything that I had learned from what I was taught, you know, and there various churches, and learn from what the Bible itself teaches in relation to salvation, that God is the one who has chosen. I can't say when, as far as God only knows on that time before a person dies, if it's what they're one of God's elect, that he will apply the word to their heart. But I do know that God has done a mighty work in my heart when he began to open my spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to learn his word and hear his voice spiritually through the Bible. By when I read the Bible, that's Christ speaking to me through his word and teach me and guide me through truth through his word. And this is what salvation is about, that God does all the saving. It's nothing we can do ourselves and getting ourselves saved as far as believing or accepting that that's a work-based gospel. So as I began to learn these things, I had to just cry out for mercy and just wait on the Lord for his, because God said in the book of Lamentation that it is good for a man to both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Come on.
So God is just an awesome God, and I just thank him so much for his word and opening my eyes to understand what his salvation program is about.
Amen. Absolutely. Because you're so correct. It is a matter of having our eyes open to be able to see spiritual truth. And I just really want to go back to your opening song, because there are a body of Christian believers that have made the decision to just listen to just strictly Christian music. And I have no problem with that. If that's their selection, if that's their choice, that's fine. But also, too, that's a choice that is made, but as long as there's something that's whole and healthy, because we don't necessarily watch everything that's, I'm going to say, spiritually or Christian related when it comes to our television viewing. Now, if someone chooses to just watch TBN or one of the other Christian networks, that's fine. That's a beautiful commitment. But I have grown to the point, Lady Angel, where I can see the beauty in all many different things that may not necessarily be biblically related, but I can still see some beauty in it that may bring some sort of edification or some sort of uplift. So I just wanted to share, the beauty of all of your music ministry. Now, when you were singing R&B music, secular music, and you made the transition, what was that, back in 2002, 2003? What was it that led you to make this transition? Because we go through seasons of change. Can you share with us what motivated you to go strictly into gospel music?
Yeah, way years ago, and this is way before God opened my eyes to his word, I was, definitely doing gospel. I was definitely doing R&B music, and I always wanted to make sure, even when I was writing songs in R&B, that I wanted it to be, nothing disrespectful, disgraceful, or everything that's about love and relationships, about, husband, wife, man, and woman, things like that. And I was dealing with a lot of people in the industry that were in my life at that time. I've been through a lot of, situations that wasn't right, and I was trying to deal with certain people in my life as I was trying to go on in the industry to get a record deal, so on and so forth. And certain people that I met, I began to see certain things about, the people I was dealing with that I felt like it just wasn't a right situation for me. And it just brought a bad taste in my mouth in time after all those years of dealing with certain situations that I just didn't want anymore to deal with R&B music. So I don't know. I just started praying and just started saying, I just don't want to do any more R&B music. I'm just going to start doing gospel music. So I had decided to do that back in 2003 at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was still, of course, independent, and new in the industry at that time. Just prior to that, I was with Ichiban Records and I was with Vogue Records and things like that. And I met a lot of people and did a lot of things in my career. But I was just in my heart wanted to go back to what I had learned back when I was a child doing, singing a lot of songs to Christ, things like that. And I just wanted to go back into that again in 2003. So that's when I kind of just started, on. I didn't really get deep into it until like 2012, to be honest with you. I did a lot of gospel music, but I wasn't on social media because, at that time there was no social media and things like that. I didn't really get into social media and get on it until 2011, 2012. But I started writing songs here and there and gospel music, things like that. And but really started my pen writing and really getting deep into it around 2009.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what you said, woman of God, because God will lead us intuitively in so many different ways, because I heard you when you said dealing with certain people, it left a certain bad taste in your mouth. And then I heard you say that you started to acquire that taste to do the things of God. You're always tired to keep things up front, to keep things respectable, right? And to keep things good, had a good vibration and a good tone with it. And when you were sharing that, Psalms 34, it came into my mind. And this is so true because the word of God comes alive. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, person, woman that trusts him. Now, were you raised in the church at an early age, or just did you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Savior as an adult?
Well, when I was a little girl, my mom and I and my siblings, we all did go to church, yes. And when I was 13, I started singing, you know, in the gospel choir, things like that. And I had a love and a passion for music. Even since I was 12 and 13 years old, I started writing a lot of songs about Christ and his love and things like that. So I always had a deep love for him and a deep love and a passion of wanting to know him and writing songs for him since I was a little girl. So I started since I was about 12 or 13.
Amen. And then, you know, the scripture tells us that thank God for your mother. Train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from them, because those seeds were being planted in you at that time in your early childhood as a young girl. And then eventually, even though you had the experience that God wanted you to get in music industry, that seed of faith that God had placed in you, it was maturing. And it was not being nurtured by the things of the world. And that is the lesson that we all need to know. Once we get a taste and see for ourselves of God's goodness, the things of the world and those old habits lose their taste. Amen, woman of God. Now, I am just excited about your ability to write songs. Was that something that came along with the desire that you had to sing, or did writing songs come along a little bit later after you knew that you had a singing gift?
You know, I started writing songs since I was 11 years old. And, you know, just like I said, once again, I just, you know, always wanted to know who God was and pray constantly to him and just had a passion for him and singing. So I would always sing around the house, and I would start pinning my songs down on paper and start singing and writing and making up melodies. Then I would run to my mom and I would share the songs with her, you know, and then
yes.
She would entertain her friends with having me to sing in front of her friends with the songs that I would write. So I've been writing
Amen.
Songs since I was about 11.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of the story about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, how her father had her doing similar things as well. He would get her up out of bed and have her to sing for adults at some of the parties that he had. So it's a beautiful thing when people around us can start to see the gifts in us, maybe even before we could. Reverend C.L. Franklin, the father of Aretha Franklin. And I guess you could say he was like the T.D. Jakes of his time. He was nationally known for the things that he did. But he saw in his daughter, Aretha Franklin, a gift and a talent and an anointing. And I would dare say, woman of God, angel, that your people, your mother, the people around you, they started to know, even at, what you said, 11 years old, they realized that you had a gift. And from there, woman of God, share with us how you went from a little girl with so much potential, so much anointing, to be where you are now. Because I'm sure you had some challenges. You already shared about some things that you went through. But is there a particular scripture verse that kind of stayed with you, that encouraged you while you were going through tough times?
Oh, so many scriptures, I can't recall them all right now. At the time, like I said, prior to me crossing over to doing gospel music, even when I was doing gospel music, I was still at that time dealing with a lot of, you know, people in the industry at that time trying to work and get a, you know, record deal. So, yes, I had a whole lot of obstacles in my way, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, pretty much more downs because I wasn't actually directing in the right direction. You know, and I was putting my trust in man, and I was putting my trust in believing what they say and following suit what they said, and then learning later that I was going, you know, that it was all the wrong path for me, you know. And
yes.
So, and or the certain or certain about certain individuals that I can just see later on that, you know, didn't have my best interest at heart. So
I guess
that's what made me just started, you know, deciding to go independently and just kind of like go from there and let God lead and guide me to do my own thing. And
yes,
I just was just reminded of him himself. I never really, like, at that time had a precise scripture. But as God began to open my eyes years later, like around when I started really having a passion and love for the Bible, around 2008 or 9, that's when I just fell in love with the Bible and started indulging myself in many of his scriptures as God began to open my eyes to a whole lot of teachings through his word and just stay into the gospel, stay into his word and sit at the feet of Jesus. And this is where I sit and stay now, where this is my teaching. Just let Christ lead and guide me through his word and share it faithfully as I share it with others, to whomever God allows me to be able to speak to. And so that if it's God's will, that he may save them, if it's will to do so, to apply the word to the individual's heart.
Mm. Yes, amen, amen. Well, the reason I ask is because, for me, I've had many, many different trials, many mountains to climb, many valleys to go through. Of course, you know, I've contributed with my own poor decisions, lack of guidance, lack of mentoring, all of those things led me to some difficult times. And I found comfort in Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good to them that are the called according to his purpose, to them that love God. That verse stayed with me throughout many, many years, and it helped me to look at maybe some of the things that were very difficult in the past, to help me see them in the present now on how God allowed those difficult times to actually lead and guide me and redirect me, very similar to what you were saying, that the things that were going on around you just didn't sit well in your soul. And that is another way that God is able to kind of gently lead us, let us see for ourselves, make our own decisions on what is appealing and what is not. And eventually the things of God have come forth to encourage us to continue to move forward in his glory, just like you so eloquently put it. Now, your new project is Called and Chosen. You knew you were called. You knew you were chosen. Tell us about how this song came to be and how much it will encourage the listening audience.
Well, thank you for asking me that. There's so many songs that God had blessed me to write, and I wanted to make sure in every song that I write that I'm faithful to God's word. So, like I was telling you about, as God began to open my eyes to understand about his salvation program, the song Called and Chosen is like I was reading from Ephesians. That's, you know, just one scripture in many, you know, because God wants us to compare scripture with scripture in relation to, as God said again, Ephesians 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So the song Called and Chosen is kind of like a question mark, because that individual himself whom God saved, and God himself, because God says he knows who his people is. You know, he came to save his people from their sins. And we are not here to judge one another and say, this person not saved, this person saved, or whatever. But ye shall know them by their fruits, of course, the Bible also says. So in the song Called Chosen, the song is saying, could it be you called chosen? Like, you know, examine yourself, the Bible says, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self, you know, and make your calling and election sure, the Bible also says.
That's right.
So as we begin to search ourselves and read the Bible, ask yourself, am I truly saved? Am I truly born again? You know, because many are called, but few are chosen.
You are chosen.
You know? And so this is what the song basically is about, you know, examining yourself. You know, could it be you called, chosen, because Christ is soon to come?
Amen, amen. That is so gracious and so beautiful. Woman of God, Angel Sessions, letting us know that it's all about being called. It's all about being chosen.
You know, in Matthew 22, 14, God's word says, for many are called, but few are chosen. And I believe his word.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah!
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach music inspirational ministry on internet radio. And we are happy to represent our God. We give him just due praise. We honor him. We glorify him. Not just now, but this is an extension of the life that we're living here at Fire the Gospel Experience. And I'm speaking on behalf of my special guest and everyone that comes through this platform. We are genuine. We are sincere. We're being transparent with our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And my special guest is here, Woman of God, Angel Sessions. Thank you for such a encouraging song, letting us know that we are called and we are chosen. What I would like for you to do now, Woman of God, Lady Angel, can you share some of your experience that you've had in the gospel music industry as a whole, to maybe some veterans that have been around for many, many years that may not have reached your level of recognition and success, as well as someone that is relatively new into gospel music ministry and what their pursuits are? Is there some wisdom and encouragement that you'd like to share with your peers in the gospel music ministry? Can you share some insight with them?
Charlie, everything that I do, I try to be led by, you know, God himself. And so he truly has blessed me to meet some wonderful people on social media. Actually, I didn't begin again an open, actually, I can say kind of like starting from the ground up, musical career, mm-hmm. until I got on social media, to be honest with you. I had to kind of learn from the new school way after doing things the old school way before social media. So
right.
as I started meeting a lot of people and creating a whole mm-hmm. lot of records and, you know, getting it out there and distributing under my own label, Atlas Elite Entertainment, along with my two founding partners, Demetrius Guidry and Rodney Cruz, I just met a lot of wonderful people, you know, like yourself mm-hmm. and Lady Jazz and many others to just, you know, submit my music to. And as you guys began to, you know, play my music and like that, and just meeting a lot of people. So God has just been blessing me, you know, as I just try to stay faithful to his word pretty much more than anything else. And, you know, and guide me mainly in the right direction to make sure that whatever I do things to his glory. And
Amen. I like that, Woman of God, because what I heard you say overall in summation is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things that we pursue as God sees fit, he will let us have those things. So it's all about having a right, godly, spiritual perspective, regardless of the circumstances, because I have had the pleasure of going to award ceremonies in different parts of the country, and I'm so grateful that independent artists do have these award shows, but I always like to just put a caveat with that, is that it's good to be recognized, but don't let recognition be your chief motivation, because what God has for you is for you. Is that correct, Lady Angel?
To whom it will, you know, whatever God, I mean, you know what God has blessed you with, so all your blessings, when we consider all good things come from above, so, you know, the blessing that God has blessed you with, because he brings to the just and the unjust, you know, definitely is a blessing of God to, you know, lead and guide you out of the situations that you might have been in, and then go another direction that's more, you know, pleasing to his sight.
Amen. And I think that is a beautiful thing, because your longevity is a testament in itself about your consistent faith walk. I'm sure that includes receiving preached word. I'm sure that includes studying to show yourself approved unto God. I'm sure that includes the basics for our Christian lifestyle: prayer, meditation, receiving the word, and then doing acts of agape love, showing unattached acts of caring and providing for those people without looking for anything in return other than knowing that we are doing the will of God. So, Woman of God, I just want to ask you, what are the future plans for Angel Sessions Ministry?
to just let God lead and guide me continuously. And as I continue to work with my company and my, I have a beautiful daughter, my daughter Shardella, and she's a recording artist herself that signed to my label and another hip-hop rapper. And so I'm just pretty much just staying focused and working with them. And mainly I'm going to be doing some more music myself as far as writing newer material, Lord willing, to come out in 2024.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen pictures of you and your daughter on Facebook, and you all look like twins. You all are blessed with beauty. You're all blessed with youth, talented and gifted. And I did not know that she was in music ministry as well. So thank you for that revelation, and I certainly look forward to continuing to support you here on Inspired Gospel Experience, as well as whatever means I can to keep you encouraged to doing the work of the Lord that you're doing. You are doing an amazing job. I love your style of music. Now, let me say, share this with you, woman of God, because me being in my sixth decade of living, I grew up on old school gospel music. I grew up on Andre Crouch. I grew up the Winings. I grew up on the Clark Sisters. Of course, I'm from Detroit. I grew up on Commission, you know, Donald Vail, Corleone, and then, of course, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, just to name a few from the great city of Detroit, one of the gospel capital, music capitals of the world, Detroit, Michigan. With so many new styles of gospel music, what would you say is the great influence of, because we have gospel rap, we have gospel contemporary, we have gospel jazz. How do you feel about the beautiful explosion of so many different variations of gospel music being presented in the different varieties, musically speaking? How do you feel about all of this?
Well, like yourself, I grew up listening to the Clark Sisters, you know, which is still, they're one of my still favorites. I love you. And Yolanda Adams was one of my favorites.
Yes.
It's Fred Hammond from the Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love listening to them. And I don't really listen to a whole lot of newer music of today. I go back and just like to listen to a lot of the greats that you mentioned. I listen to a lot of those, as well as the songs that say and focus in God's word and just making sure whatever I write, you know, pushing, you know, sharing God's word through my songs. I love to use the scriptures and write the scriptures and put melodies to it and put it into a song, you know, as God sees fit. So just like yourself, you know, I just love listening to all the legend music of yesterday's. I just find it more pleasant to listen to and more deep-rooted than, you know, the styles that's kind of uniquely different today. I don't knock them or nothing like that. It's just more my preference to, like, all the greats that you've mentioned.
Woo. We grew up in an era of gospel giants. You talking about Pastor Shirley Caesars. I think she just recently had a birthday, and I'm saying that the Blind Boys of Alabama, I already mentioned Andre Crouch. There were just so many great that we grew up on, that we were blessed with. And it's just, those are our musical roots. And those are the songs, that is the style of gospel music that we found to be our foundation. And it is what it is. I'm like you. I don't knock. I really applaud the variations of gospel music that's out there. But we still have to be, I'm going to say, selected, because we don't want to lose the gospel message for the sake of what's trendy now. So there is a slight, you know, I'm going to say, concern that I have. But like anything, we are overseers. We have to pay attention to the things that have the name of Jesus Christ on them, be it music, be it clothes, be it social media, whatever it is we are attached with. We have to be that salt. We have to be that light. So, woman of God, listen, I'm so grateful to have you here. It's been far too long. Thank you for coming and joining. I would ask you if you have any final words of encouragement, any golden nuggets of wisdom that you'd like to share with us.
Yes, each day that God gives us, you know, is a blessing and glory to his name. So just keep crying out for mercy, you know, for those who are seeking God, seeking salvation, and read his word. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and just wait patiently for him, you know, as we continue to cry for mercy and study to show ourselves approved by studying his word and staying faithful to him, and trusting only in the Lord, and just wait on him because he is soon to come.
Amen. And like the scripture says, come, Lord Jesus, come. And we just want to finish all of our earthly assignments down here, be faithful and be fruitful, and we just wait patiently because we don't think that he'll come in our lifetime. But the scripture tells us at a time that we think not will be the time that our Lord Jesus will crack the sky. And, of course, the church will be raptured up, and we will meet the Lord in the air. Those of us that have passed down through the burial process, the Bible tells us that they will be raised up first out of their graves and be given a new glorified body. And together with them, we'll meet the Lord in the air. Woman of God, listen, I have one more song. I believe it's from your new project called The Day. Tell us about this song and what this day is referring to before you leave us.
Yes, thank you so much for asking me, Ron. So the song The Day is definitely talking about the day of the Lord is near, meaning the day of the rapture, the day of judgment day, you know, mm-hmm. when God will catch up his people, you know, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we which are still alive, will, that are his, will remain and be caught up with them. So the song that you're listening to, they're scriptures, and they're mm-hmm. coming from God's word. King James Version is what I use. And so this is what the song is about. It's about the day of the Lord is near. And just immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, you know, and the moon shall not give us light. So I get those scriptures definitely from God's word and just sharing God's word. Mm-hmm. So when you hear the song, that's from taken from the Bible, because the day of the Lord is very soon to come. He is near. He's even at the door. And we are to just continue to pray and cry out for mercy, because this song is what it is talking about, you know, that the day is Lord, and what's going to happen when he does come, and for those who will be lost.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. And that right there is one of the most compelling reasons why we move out courageously, fearlessly, to evangelizing souls that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, because we are well aware and we are very sure that there are consequences for declining to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. The Bible tells us that the place after this life is either heaven or hell, and that hell was never intended for man. It was intended for Satan and his angels. But if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is the only entrance way. That is the only ticket, if you will, to heaven. The only alternative place to heaven is the place that was originally intended for Satan, the devil, the chief officer behind all the madness, chaos, pain, tragedy in this world, and his angels. There's no other place. There is no, what do they call it? I think they call it a place of eternal rest between heaven and hell. No. That is a man-made theory, and people like myself and Woman of God, Angel Session, are here to testify that heaven is real and hell is real. The Bible is right, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Woman of God, can you share with us how you can be contacted for any upcoming concert events, Women's Day? They're going to be wanting you to come to special events at churches all over this country. How can you be reached for booking? Where are your social media contacts, and what are the outlets so that my listeners can download your music?
Well, I also have people reach out to my manager, Demetrius Guidry. So in his email address, I'll give it to you in your inbox. But you can reach me on social media at Angel Sessions. Mm-hmm. All of my social media accounts are verified. So Angel Sessions Instagram, Angel Sessions Twitter, or X now. and I'm also on LinkedIn and of course, Facebook. So you definitely can find me. Again, all my social media are verified, so you know it's my original authentic page. And
yes.
Yeah.
Amen. That is so wonderful, woman of God. I'm so proud of you. I am so pleased to call you my friend, my sister in Christ. You're doing a phenomenal work, and I'm always here for you, woman of God, Angel Session. If you just get in touch with me and let me know how I can support you in any way that I can, I am more than willing to do so. Thank you so much. I'm praying God's best, continued success for you in the wonderful ministry that you have. I'm praying for life, health, and strength be yours in abundance and in overflow. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me know if and when you're ready to come back and be my special guest on Fire the Gospel Experience, and I'll be more than happy to have you come back. We love you, Angel Sessions. God bless you.
Thank you. Love. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Love you. Love you, everyone. And just to God be the glory always.
To God be the glory. Angel Sessions was here, y'all, on Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, yes, yes. My God, my God. What a beautiful soul. Talking about inside and out. Don't you know that our God has the ability to just transform people's lives from the inside first? And then you'll be surprised at how we see ourselves in such different light, in such beautiful light, knowing that our insides are being filled with the very presence, the very living spirit of God himself. Here's my special guest for more of this Angel Sessions mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Well, we're talking about the day, and she just explained to y'all what that day is. That is the day of the Lord. There is a day that is coming, and you need to be prepared. Do not let that day come upon you without your lamps trimmed and burning. That's good gospel information right there. I had to go way back on y'all. Have your lamps trimmed and burning. Y'all know the Bible scripture about the 10 virgins? Yeah, they were not prepared when the bridegroom showed up for the wedding day for his bride. The 10 virgins weren't prepared. They didn't have their lamps trimmed. They didn't have their lamps burning, and they got left behind. And we don't want that to happen to you. Sounds of Woman of God, Angel Sessions, letting us know about the day. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Well, hello. I am Prophetess Mia Gadsden Mason, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Raw Ministries at 2659 Pike Avenue, North Little Rock, Arkansas, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Couldn't get well, want to heal your body, and not the whole world, you can tell.
back here. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I was getting happy all up here in the studio because I'm happy about my Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with that right there. Thank you, Tampa boys. Y'all did your thing right there, right there. I want to thank man of God, Donovan Adams, for continuing to support this Fire Gospel Experience Network. He don't want us to get too far away from that old school good gospel quartet music, and I ain't mad about it. Matter of fact, I love it. I love it. I love it. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you talented and gifted people of God come in with your sanctified selves for my shine artist spotlight. You all are getting this opportunity to move beyond your church denomination, affiliation, location, city, region, state, and being broadcast with this spotlight because I'm blessed with five wonderful national network kingdom collaborators. Jerry Royce Live, Positive Power 21, Natalie Peaches at National Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio, and then Lavette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media, as well as Pam Jones, y'all know, over there at The River and The Word Gospel Radio Station. And, of course, y'all know Stephanie McDonald Williams over there at United Praise. These are my kingdom collaborative partners that syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. So I am here to invite you all to be my special guest. My special guest is here, amazing woman of God. I just want y'all to know. My man, Jason Nation, he be sending me some sanctified people, and I just be like loving the work that you're doing, man of God. Jason Nation, keep doing what you're doing, sir. There's a woman here that is our special guest. Oh, my God, my God. Let me tell y'all something. She ain't going to tell you that she is simply a servant and that she is in music ministry. She is a gospel artist, Galanda L. Blackwell, LLC. She's a businesswoman on top of all of that. Married to man of God, Sean Blackwell. They are out and about on the road. They pulled over so that we can get some good sound quality, and I'm here, and she's here, and we do what we got to do to make these things happen. So without any further ado, this woman of God has new music, and we're here to promote her new music, but we want to hear her testimony. We want to hear her victory in her voice. So without further hesitation, woman of God, Galanda Blackwell is here on this Fire Gospel Experience in my shine artist spotlight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in the room. Come on in the room.
Hey, hey, hey.
Galanda Blackwell. Hey,
hey. Hey. How are you, Mr. Jefferson?
I'm so blessed. If I start testifying, y'all will think I'm just putting on and exaggerating. But I'm here to tell y'all, the word of God is correct when he said that if we just do his will, that the blessing,
come
if
on,
you try to
on.
Press him down, if you try to
come
shake
on.
Them, they'll still be running
testify.
Over.
Testify.
I'm talking to, look, I don't even smell like smoke, so that's all I'm going to say. Been through the fire, but here
Woo.
I am, saved, sanctified, and loving God. But let's talk about
woman of God,
Galanda Blackwell. How you doing, woman of God? Tell us a little bit about yourself on this Shine Out of Spotlight.
I am awesome today. I'm awesome. We're like you said, we're on the road. We just came from an awesome service this morning in Monroe, Georgia. Praise and worship there. We're just amazed. Awesomely humbled to be on the show with you today, Mr. Jefferson. Just happy
Thank
to be
you.
Here. That's all.
That ain't all. We want to know what encouraged you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Then we can go from there. Come on with it.
Listen, my goodness, I was introduced to Jesus Christ at an early age, mainly through song because I started singing around the age of four. My mom and dad
what?
Raised us up in the church. I'm a PK. Yes, I'm a PK.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But after, you know, after all the years or whatever, sometimes you get grown, you think you can do everything that you want to do and, you know, that you're grown
Uh-oh.
Enough to do. So I straight away, I had my first child when I was 20, or my only child.
I did.
She's my only child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, back then, the church people weren't too friendly about, you know,
no.
PKs having kids out of wedlock. So I got the looks, I got the talks, I got the stares, you know, but that kind of helped me to kind of regroup, you know, it helped me to regroup.
I love
going through that struggle and the time of, like, you know, just depending on God to, like, hey, I don't know how I'm going to make it, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Yes.
I was actually was trying to do different things with my career, trying to get it started. Had family to help me with different things. My mom, my dad, everybody helped me. My sisters, you know, but it was only God. Sometimes only He could do things that nobody else could for me. And so I just, you know, I began to cry out to Him, you know, and my love for Him became deeper and deeper as He pulled me through struggles. You know, bankruptcies and stuff like that. Money, but no money in the bank. Negative bank accounts. Even, you know, and then I met my wonderful husband, who loved my daughter just like he loved me. And we raised my daughter together. You know, so God has done marvelous things, and He's, you know, He taking us through sicknesses. And you know, even the beginning of this year, I was on a cane because I had issues with my back. And thank God for healing me, pulling me through. It's just, listen, I'll be here all day telling you the many stories that God has done. I would not let a rock cry out for me. I cannot. So I said, Lord, you know, with this song, with the music, you know, God has given me many songs. I've written a few songs, but this particular song here is something special about my everything, you know. So I just went ahead and had nice, good friends that were like, hey, listen, let's get through the studio. Let's do this. You know,
amen.
It's just amazing. God is simply amazing. He is amazing.
I love it. Let me tell you why. Because I hear and I sense and I feel that go get them in your spirit. Because, see, that's what the Church
Absolutely.
Of God needs right now. We need people that are ready to go get it. We need people that's on the sideline. You know, in team sports, you'll have some people that's just sitting on the bench and they act like they're satisfied. And then you'll have some people that'll be leaning and be rocking and be waiting on coach to call their name because I can't wait to go get in the game.
That's what we need.
We need people ready to get in the game because let me tell you something. You talking about taking all day to testify. Let me tell you something, sanctified woman of God. You ain't
scaring me.
All that's going to make me do is just have you come back and let you and give you more time so that you can glorify God. Listen to this. I'm going to give you a revelation. I'm going to give you a revelation, PK child.
My God, come on.
One of the reasons that God is going to give us eternity, which means forever, ever, ever, ever. Ain't that
forever,
what Andre 2000
ever.
Said?
That's
Andre
said,
2000
man.
Said forever, ever, ever, ever. He was speaking on eternity, whether he knew it or not. We know it. God is going to give us eternity because, look.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Having been saved and having been brought through so many difficult times here on earth that we know about. We don't even about the dangers that God covered us. We don't even know about the evil that got pushed back. We don't even know about the accident and the diseases that God put His hands on to keep off of us. Not to mention the things that He brought us through that could have devastated our lives. So when we get to heaven,
but God,
that'll give us enough time to get the praise out. It's going to take eternity for us to sufficiently thank God. It's going to take forever, ever before we finally get all the hallelujahs out and all the praise God and all the thank you Jesuses. It's going to take eternity for us as a collective body throughout the human race to get it all out,
which means
it ain't going to never, ever end. God
it'll
will get
happen.
Praises
yep.
from
it'll
us
never,
forever, right. ever, ever, ever. Here's my special guest talking about, because we all happy up in here. Galanda Blackwell, talking about my everything, our everything, because that's who God is to us.
That's it.
My God, my God. Woo. Lord Jesus, somebody hand me a fan because, Lord have mercy. That just about took me out right there. I felt like I was behind the veil giving God some sincere praise because I love
God
just like that. Woman of God, Galanda Blackwell is in the house. Lord Jesus, I thank you, thank you, thank you for that beautiful piece right there. Now, don't get mad. Don't get mad about what I'm about to say because it's the truth, okay? They say the truth only hurts when it's supposed to.
Oh, I know
you love Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I know you love Jesus.
I love him.
Because, listen,
I've
seen your pictures, and you are an attractive woman, but you know how to get ugly for God. You know how to get ugly. You know how to just sing and just let it all out. You ain't worried about your hair. You ain't worried about your makeup. You ain't worried about them eyelashes. You just said, look, whatever happened while I'm getting my praise on, I'll fix it later. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right. Take it all off.
Woman of God.
You know.
Amen. Take it all off. It don't matter. God will bless you with some more if it's
his
will. Tell us about your motivation, woman of God. What will you use as your chief motivation? Continue to trust God that your music ministry will have some of the longevity that woman of God in my early interview, Angel Sessions, has. She said the music ministry for over 25 years. We had a private conversation before we went live. And then she said after so many years of displeasure, she lost that taste in her mouth for those things in the secular R&B world, and the taste of God was calling her. So 2003, which is what, 20 years ago, she got into gospel music. So I'm praying, woman of God, Galanda Blackwell, that spirit, that mantle that fell from Elijah to Elisha will fall on you, just like from woman of God, Angel Session to Galanda Blackwell. Let that mantle fall on you, woman of God. It's my prayer. How about that?
Amen. I'm here to stick and stay. God has been good. And my sole purpose in the earth is just to spread his goodness throughout the world.
Yeah.
And whoever's going to receive him, just to receive him into his heart. That's all. Just a servant.
Amen. Amen. And see, we go boldly into this world of unbelief because, see, we were on the other side of God's favor. Even though we were destined to be saved, there was a period where
Amen.
We weren't saved. But now that we have been graciously transformed and renewed in Jesus, we are compelled to tell dying men and women and children their need for God in their lives, and that only comes through Jesus Christ. That's why the whole world is mad at Christianity. Because we would dare say religion is not enough. I'm so sorry, but I'm not. I'm not sorry for telling the truth. I have a witness in my own personal life. My personal life is a living testimony that the Bible is right. I didn't get out of drug addiction. I didn't get out of feelings of being brokenhearted. I didn't get out of loneliness and feeling unwanted and unloved just because I had a theological acumen. No, it was an indwelling Holy Spirit God that came into my life and healed me from the inside out. And this is what we testify, woman of God. How can you be reached?
Yes, Lord.
For booking. Because you on the roll. You just got through leaving an off the chain in Jesus concert, and now you're doing a radio interview. You on the roll with your new music. What is next? What you got going on? How can you be reached for booking? Where can your music be uploaded? Because the Bible said that the labor is worthy of his hire. Folks always want Christian folks to do stuff for free. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. No. Bills got to be paid. This is ministry. Ministry costs. And where can And where can my listeners stay in touch with you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook at Galanda L. Blackwell. That's my ministry/artist page. And you can find me on Instagram at same name. I'm actually the real Galanda Blackwell on Instagram. And also for booking, you can email me at bookgalandablackwell@gmail.com. Any of that, you can find me. Also on I'm on TikTok and also not Instagram, but LinkedIn as well. Any major social media outlet. And the song can be uploaded from any major outlet as well.
Okay, well, You're doing your thing. You're just all over the place with your saved self, and we love you in Jesus. We are grateful for the work that you're doing. Woman of God, you keep on doing what you're doing, and don't let nothing and nobody that's not on the Lord's side interfere with your work. You just go ahead and step right over there and keep doing
Amen.
What you're doing. Thank
I
you
receive
for joining
it.
Me.
I receive it. Thank you
we,
so much.
We appreciate
Thank
you, in Jesus.
Me.
Let me know when you're ready to come back and sit down for a full interview, and I'll save a spot for you.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Woman of God, Galanda Blackwell, was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. That woman is going places in God. Y'all mark my words. Mark my words. I'm telling y'all, I can feel a spirit in the people of God, and that young lady has a calling on her life. And I just trust and believe that God is going to do great things for her. You're tuned in to Fire Gospel Experience. Listen. We will be discussing for our spiritual session and sermonic message from the book of Psalms, the 121st division, starting at verse 5, where we're going to be talking about keeper. God is a keeper. I promise you, he's keeping you right now, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. And this is why we shout. This is why we give God praise, because we look up. And God is right there keeping us. Sometimes we have to use hindsight. We have to look back on times when we thought God had abandoned us. But don't you know God has never left us alone? And we're going to talk about that from Psalm 121st division in the fifth chapter, because you are kept. There is no way that you can lose your salvation once you're saved. Salvation is yours to keep, because we are kept by the only one who can give it to us, and that is our God. Speaking about only one, here's Rashawn Nicole talking about the only one, our eternal, amazing God.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at MrsTanishaCollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, TanishaCollins.com. That's TenishaCollins.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
My God, that's what it's all about. Woman of God, Tanisha Collins, that is a phenomenal young lady that is involved in marriage counseling, relationships, and what have you, anointed by God to do just what she's doing. So I would highly recommend you go to her Facebook page, Tanisha Collins, and she has a group page as well. I want you all to check her out because we all need somebody to love. The Bible says that, Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. So you know what that meant? Eve, you need your Adam. Amen goes right there. We are sharing from the Old Testament book of Psalms, 121st division, starting at verse 5 will be our sermonic discussion. And I want to share a few thoughts with you of encouragement because you are kept. The Lord God himself is our keeper. Psalms 121 division and 5th verse says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Now, one of the most precious and weighty promises in all the Bible is God never leaving us. We all have experienced the sad feelings of disappointment, and some, if not many of us, have had the gut-wrenching feelings of abandonment, being disrespected, isolated, set aside, left alone without concern or care. But all praises to our God. For our God is not like and never will be like man. Our God would do just whatever he said he would do. Psalms 121 verse 1 says, shall I look to the mountain gods for help? No. My help is from Jehovah, who made the mountains and the heavens too. I like that part. Verse 3 says, he will never let me stumble, slip, or fall, for he is always watching, never sleeping. We have a God that never sleeps nor slumbers because he has his eye on us. We all have read many Bible scriptures and have wondered, I'm sure, could this be true? Because we have all stumbled and slipped, and yet the Bible declares that he, God, would never let these things happen. But the fuller impactful truth behind this scripture and others like it means he will never let us stumble and fall away, meaning losing us beyond his divine security. Our Lord Jesus said it best in John 17:12, during my time here, I have kept safe within your family all of these you gave me. I guarded them so that not one perished except the son of hell, as the scriptures foretold, talking about Judas. Now, we have all to do at times when we mistakenly thought that God may potentially or did treat us like mankind, that we were left to our own devices and resources when we needed him God the most. But the truth be told, God will simply take in the training wheels off of our faith to let us wobble along enough to gain strength in our belief, to allow circumstances to reveal to ourselves where we are, spiritually speaking. Hebrews 13:5b says, God has said, I will never, never leave you nor forsake you. Now, the pain of being forsaken isn't just the fact of being and feeling discarded. No. But being discarded by someone that we propose to care and even have love for us, and then betrayed at the highest level to add infection to our wounds. Wounds that unfortunately may last a very long time, possibly even for life. But our God isn't two-faced at all. Psalms 121:5 said, Jehovah himself is caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. He keeps his eye upon you as you come and go, and always guards you. Come on now, church. You can't beat that. Always guarding us is our God, because we are kept. Talking about keeper right here on this Fire Gospel Experience from the 121st Division of Psalms, verse 5. God is our keeper. I promise you, you are kept. Yes, you are. Here is man of God, Sean Xavier Jones and company, talking about that is you. Amen. Talking about our God.
Tuck so with all our actual rush of the alarm all of sips 3 view you call on with our if no e do if musk b 25 l c y b q c m v z z w 50 chop b 1 l b n m g r m v s b g 93 c 2 pvefnk garb with our black 0 il z f sao 2 lu z 2 x l k v r s q 0 s a a a c.
If not you, then who? If not you, then who? Nobody but you. I'm a homie.
Devil. Sounds of Sean Xavier Jones and Company, talking about it is you, God, it is you, and no one else but you. We're continuing our conversation here, being kept, being a keeper from Psalms 121st Division, starting at verse 5. And it is so true. Jehovah himself is caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. He keeps an eye, his eye upon you as you come and go, and always guards you. Now, God proclaims that he is our defender, protector, and preserver. These keeping components lines right up with the very triune existence of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, defender, protector, preserver. God is showing us through scriptures that all of us who makes up his body, he is there indeed and involved in keeping his children. Luke 11:11 says, you men who are fathers, if your boy asks for bread, do you give him a stone? If he asks for fish, do you give him a snake? If he asks for an egg, do you give him a scorpion? Of course not. Verse 13 of Luke 11 says, and even if sinful persons like yourselves give children what they need, don't you realize that your heavenly Father will do at least as much and give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask for him? The New Testament and Old Testament alike are replete with the reassurances of the overall and complete love, care, and deep concern that God has for his own. So, of course, the question arises, why then does evil things happen to God's people? Where is God then when the devil and trouble comes? Well, good question. First of all, God has omnipotent power. There's nothing that happens that God did not either initiate or did not allow. God allows suffering for his people because the Bible declares in John 13:16, verily, verily, our Lord Jesus says, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent than he that sent him. Our Lord Jesus came and suffered what he did to pay the sin debt for the whole world, which means everyone born in it since Adam and Eve and even then beyond in the future. So it is part of God's plan to allow trouble to glorify him when we suffer for his great name's sake. Ask Job 1:3. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. There will be those times when God wants to display his children as trophies of faith to the devil and the watching world at large. Psalm 121:3 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Psalm 121:4 says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. And beloved, this relationship with our God goes down a two-way lane. God keeps us, and we evidence being kept. Psalm 119:1 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. That's how you know you're being kept. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. That's how you also know that you're being kept. They also do no iniquity. Verse 3, Psalms 119, he says, they walk in his ways. It is another way that you're being kept. This is what you do. Verse 4 says, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. You see what I'm saying? God keeps us, but we know that we're being kept because we are being obedient. And then finally, verse 5 says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. That's how you know you are being kept, because you choose to walk in the ways of God. God keeps us, and we are kept because God has shown us the path to walk, and this is the way that we follow. Amen. Goes right there. Here's man of God, Dion Kipling, talking about by myself, because I can't do it by myself. I just have to have faith in my God.
Yeah.
can't make it. Can't make it.
It won't work.
By myself.
Lord, I need. Said I need you.
We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Dion Kipling right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I want to thank you all beautiful people for always supporting this Fire Gospel Experience ministry. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, my longtime friend and sister in Christ, Angel Sessions, for coming through with such powerful testimony and such a beautiful and anointed music ministry, as well as my special guest in my shine out of spotlight, woman of God, Galanda Blackwell. Bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. I thank you, and I can't thank you enough. I'll leave you with one final word. Amen. When we learn to rest in our peace, talk about here and now, not when we're in the grave. When we learn to rest in our peace, we'll see certain people run themselves away, because that miserable spirit just will be so infuriated and frustrated by that beautiful peace that surrounds us. They won't be able to stand it, but that's all right. But we're going to continue to trust in God. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We lift you up high. Don't y'all know God is a keeper, and that my God is just right there willing to speak life into us. Here is Inchua, man of God, speaking life. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
They say it's power in a tongue. If that's true, I want to take the time to license to you. I'ma help you overcome what you're going through. You're not in this alone. I was meant to put you on. You wanna see how good life is. All you really need is some guidance. The one close to you may not like it. That's cool, cause pretty soon them fools gon' see that you were a diamond. First of all, I wanna give praises to the Most High for giving me the strength to make changes in my life. Cause without me going through what I went through, how could I even have the wisdom to give you or lead by an example? So let me be your coach. You gon' need some advice when you get thrown against the ropes. I'ma keep you on your toes. I don't know if you know, but there are unseen forces battling over your soul. Who wins? Well, that depends on the choices that you make. My advice to you is choose life each and every day. That's easy for me to say when it's definitely not the case. It's tough when you got so much temptation thrown in your face. Okay, let's say if you fall by giving in, would you beat yourself up about it or get up and try again? Don't allow sin to be a burden. Accept and learn from it, move on and keep working.
They say it's power in a tongue. If that's true, I wanna take the time to speak life into you. I'ma help you overcome what you're going through. You're not in this alone, I was meant to put you on. You wanna see how good life is. All you really need is some guidance. The one close to you may not like it. That's cool, cause pretty soon them fools gon' see that you were a diamond. I'm a SC, I do things a little different. I be at peace, cause I stay in the spirit. I'm a blessing to all those who dwell with me. I'm not flexing, but I say my life's litty. Love is what my foundation is built on. Everybody I connect with, the vibe be so strong. I'm vegan, so I got love for the animals too. Still my sisters and brothers, I do not look at them as fools. Because I'm pro-life, I swear to God of the living, they be the Most High. And anybody who don't like me, they'll be alright. They can keep that negativity on that side. Much love in my heart, grab a hold of my hand, let me pull you out the dark. I'm a light and that's a light, I'm just here to do my job. Know this journey is a fight, be prepared to go to war.
They say it's power in a tongue. If that's true, I wanna take the time.